Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Travis Gibson. Travis just finished his career as a top edge rusher for the Tulsa Golden Hurricane football team and is one of the top players in the country. Travis, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you, man.
To start, Travis recently accepted that invitation to play at the Senior Bowl. How did you get that invite? And what was your initial reaction to it?
I had just got done working out, and I was on my way headed home, and I actually got a phone call from a random number, and it said it was from Arizona. So, of course, I thought I had left something at the facility. And, man, I picked up the phone. He said, "How you doing? This is Jim Nagy. Is this Travis Gibson?" And right out then, I already knew what time it was, man, and I was excited, trying to keep my composure driving. And besides that, I mean, that was pretty much the whole gist of it.
And Travis, when the Senior Bowl does happen, what are you most looking forward to in showcasing your talents to scouts?
You know, just showing that I'm an overall edge defender, not just a pass rusher and not just a run defender. Just showing that I'm versatile and that I'm able to do both. And that just because I came from a small Division I school doesn't mean that my talent isn't big Division I.
And Travis, you mentioned a little bit about the training aspect, which is so important for this entire draft process. What are you working on in particular leading up to the Senior Bowl?
Putting on lean muscle and increasing my speed. My first initial step off the football, of course, I'm not able to work on my physicality, but mainly my quickness and agility.
Travis, going to Tulsa, small D1 school, like you just said, we see the talent that you have and the talent that you've shown week in and week out this season. But what would you say to anyone doubting you coming from a smaller school?
I would just say, man, you better get ready. I mean, it's not much that I can say, you know. Just because I come from Tulsa doesn't mean that I can't play with you all or I can't compete. And I just want everybody to know that I'm coming into this recent game and the combine and everything else with a huge chip on my shoulder that'll probably never go away until my career is finished.
And Travis, a huge part of this entire process is the idea of making plays. And we saw as a junior in college, your 2018 season, you took off on a storm, had your best statistical season up to that point. What do you think allowed you to have that level of success in 2018?
You know, just not necessarily thinking so much, not having pressure on me, just going out and chasing the dream that I've always had as a kid. You know, understanding that I was still under the radar, which I feel like I still am, but just knowing that I needed to get my name out there and that playing relentlessly and with relentless effort was the only way that I was going to be able to achieve the dreams that I've always had.
And Travis, when we talk about redshirting, that's an option that many players do take. Do you think that helped your development as a player?
Oh, most definitely. You know, red shirt gives you a one up on everybody else. You know, you get to step up on the mental aspect of the game and also physical. You know, I came into college weighing about 205 pounds. My freshman year, red shirt freshman year, I was able to put on about 15. And, you know, that gave me a jump start going into the next 4 years of my career. So that red shirt year definitely helped me out tremendously. And I would suggest it to the majority of the college guys, honestly.
And coming from Tulsa, I'm interested, what was the recruiting process like for you out of high school, and what made you decide, all right, Tulsa's the place I want to go?
The recruiting process was pretty struggling. You know, I was playing very well, in my opinion, and, you know, I was leaving it all out on the field, but at the end of the day, I only had one Division I offer. And in my head and the way that my personality is, one chance is all I need. And, man, as soon as Tulsa offered me and I realized towards the end of the season that was the only offer I had, I felt like that was God's way of telling me that Tulsa is where I belong. And ever since then, I just took completely advantage of the opportunity, man.
And Travis, we see the talent in the pass rush group for the upcoming draft. But what makes you different than other prospects at your position?
I can do both. Not only pass rush, but I can also stop the run.
And in your opinion, we've seen, obviously, the production on the field. You've been playing defensive end for a while. In your opinion, what traits make a great defensive end?
In my opinion, I would think being able to stop the run, but most definitely get after the quarterback on third downs, because that's when you and your defense get off the field. You know, you have to be physical. You can't – this isn't a nice sport, obviously, but – you know, you have to be able to study film. You have to know your opponent, know the tendencies of your opponent, and you also have to know yourself. You know, if I have a guy that's much taller than me at offensive tackle, then I have to know what moves will most likely work against him on the pass rush. And I know I have to know that it's going to probably take more than just standing up on the line to stop the run. So, you know, I feel like it's a lot of tendencies that go into being a good edge defender on that aspect.
And, Travis, what was that feeling like for you when you found out that you were getting your first start versus New Mexico?
You know, it was a nervous feeling. I felt like I was young still, and God had just showed me an opportunity to go out and play, and that it was honestly nervous, man. The whole night before, I barely slept. I was just more anxious and determined. You know, I didn't want to be unsuccessful, especially trying to prove to my team that I am able to be a great edge defender for them and I am able to start with the other defensive guys. You know, I just wanted to prove myself to the team along with the city.
And for you, Travis, we know redshirting, but also just the idea every college football player takes some time to realize, all right, I can play at this level. At what point was it for you where you kind of clicked and you're like, all right, I can play at this Division I football level?
I would say my second game of my junior season versus the University of Texas. You know, I came out, I made a couple nice tackles for losses, and then I had the forced fumble on Sam Ellinger. And once I went in after that game, I sat down with myself and I knew like this was something that I could do and that this was something that I could further my career in.
Getting that first sack, that first forced fumble, that first interception can be a very special moment. But for you, when you got your first sack, what was the feeling like? And can you take me through that?
You know, the feeling was really, it was outstanding, man, because I actually had my first sack, I want to say my sophomore year, but I mean, it was against North Carolina A&T when I was real young, but as a starter, my first sack was against Texas, and man, I came off the line and I saw Sam running away from me, and I just, in my head, it was like, this is it. Like, it's a huge stadium, so many fans. I mean, everybody around the country knows how the University of Texas football program is. And I just said, this is the stage that I put myself on, and it's go time. So as soon as I turned the corner, you know, I honked him down. And as soon as he tried to throw it, I reached my hand out to cause the forced fumble. And after that, it was almost like I had chills. I didn't yell. I didn't scream. I just looked at my teammates in his eyes, and he was looking at me like, man, you just did that. And in my head, I'm thinking to myself like, man, I just did that. Now it's time to do it more. So it felt really good.
And when you play Texas, we know you look at rankings, 5 stars mostly, 4 as well. Do you think getting that sack, playing so well against them, you kind of realized, kind of got that extra boost of confidence the rest of your career, knowing that you produced against one of the top teams in the country?
Oh yeah, most definitely. You know, that was especially me being a Texas kid, I knew quite a bit of guys on that team. So after that, you know, I just knew like, all right, Texas is a big school, and I don't think we came across another team as good as them that season. So I figured if I could perform versus them, I should be able to perform against any of the teams that was on our schedule.
And Travis, at what point do you realize that you could play at the next level at NFL?
I would say at the end of my junior season when, you know, I started seeing what people were saying about me, what people were saying about the top defenders, edge defenders, and I noticed my name was floating around a little bit, and that sort of clicked for me, like, all right, man, now I just got to put the cherry on the cupcake. Like, I just have to finish this senior season, and I have to make sure that I not only perform as good as last year, but better than last year to solidify my opportunities to play in the NFL.
And Travis, playing at Tulsa, what was it like playing under Coach Montgomery? Can you describe your relationship with your head coach?
Man, Coach Montgomery is almost like one of my best friends. You know, I can call him for anything. You know, he would see me get discouraged when I was younger in my years playing at Tulsa, and he would always bring me aside and uplift my spirit and ensure that hard work was something that I couldn't give up. So having him in my life and him pointing me in the right direction and help guiding me, you know, it's something that I can't be appreciative enough for.
Can you describe a typical game day like for you, and what does it feel like to play at Chapman Stadium?
A typical game day, you know, I wake up usually the night before, we'll have team dinner and I'll sit with my teammates and laugh and chat. But in the game day, I usually separate myself. So breakfast, I'll sit at a table by myself, plug my headphones in, eat some nice food, eat some fruit, usually visualize myself making plays throughout the whole day and try to stay away from my phone as much as I can besides music. But referring to communicating with other people, I try to shy away from that on game day because I feel like it's time for me to focus in and, you know, as I said, chase my dream that I've always had since a kid. So besides that, man, Chapman Stadium, they treated me real well. You know, our fans were loyal. You know, we did have low seasons throughout my career, but we had some good ones also. So regardless where those good and bad seasons landed in my career, you know, they never turned their back on us, if you get what I'm saying. They never, you know, shied away from supporting me or supporting my teammates. And it was a feeling that can't be topped.
Travis, over time throughout your collegiate career, do you feel that your training habits, studying habits evolved or changed as you progressed?
Yes, sir. I feel like they improved over time. My younger years, you know, I didn't think film. I mean, I knew film was important, but in my head, you know, it's just like, regardless of what I know that they're going to do, I'm going to have to go out and stop it regardless. So I took more pride in myself, like going to the weight room or working on my get-offs or anything like that, because we all know teams are going to pass the ball at some point in time in the game. But if I can't get off the ball and be my pass blocker, then what would it matter? I don't think that was really smart of me in my younger years, but as I became older and older, you know, being able to recognize down in distance and tendencies of offenses and how they slide protect or different kind of pass protections, it definitely helped me in my football game overall.
And Travis, we know the importance of watching film, obviously not on opponents, but on NFL players and taking pieces from their game and applying it to your game. Is there anyone in the NFL that you follow and take pieces from their game?
I would say Von Miller. You know, I know he's an edge or an outside linebacker, depending on who you ask, but his run defense and pass defense is tremendous. And, you know, I attended the Von Miller Pass Rush Summit, so I was able to be around him and Aaron Donald, Calais Campbell, a bunch of great guys who stamped their names in the NFL, obviously, and just seeing how they break down film and different pass rush angles, how to play with my position, it it really helped me out overall before entering my senior season.
And Travis, how did you take on a leadership role your senior season?
You know, I try to make sure my guys understand that, you know, we all have one goal in common and there's no shortcuts to that goal. So, of course, I try to establish a personal relationship with those guys, being my teammates and my coaching staff, and just understanding that it's going to be day by day. But, you know, I wasn't the kind of leader to where I would break guys down or, like, you know, try to antagonize guys to get the best out of them. It was more of positive leadership and just encouraging and, you know, pushing the guys to be the best that they can along with myself.
And we see what you can do on the field and what you've accomplished all throughout your collegiate career. But what are GMs getting out of you as a person in the locker room, on the field, and as a leader?
You know, they're going to get a guy that's respectful. You know, I like to joke and laugh, but when my feet touch that field, it's for me to go, and it's about business, man. As I said, this is a dream I've always had since a kid, so understanding that I'm going through the process to achieve that dream is not much that I'll let get in the way of that. And besides me being the outgoing person that I am and, you know, always making sure that I have good relationships with the people around me, you know, I don't cause much trouble or pick fights with anybody. You know, I'm a pretty overall chill guy.
Travis, an important aspect of the entire process as a senior is the agent process. What was that like for you? And can you tell us a little bit about who's helping you with the process? What was it like for you?
The process was, you know, it was pretty interesting. Just having different agents and financial advisors reach out to me, it also clicked in my head that, okay, like, this is serious. This is what you asked for. You know, this is what you worked for. And as even to this day, me and my mom are still in shock. Like, yeah, we can't believe this is a dream that's taking place right before our eyes, because not a lot of people get the opportunity to play NFL or get the opportunity to even have an agent reach out to them, period. So getting that feeling and just being around my mom primarily and my two cousins, Jason and Jeremy, they helped me out a lot. My dad also. And you know, just having a lot of hands on the process, it was really amazing, man. It's still crazy to this day.
And a hypothetical question we like to ask every athlete we interview is, if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
Khalil Mack. And because he's a phenomenal defensive end, you know, run and pass. He, you know, I feel like we have the same body type, and he can show me what'll help and what won't help and how to get to the quarterback overall.
Travis, something that most athletes dream of, you get that NFL check. Have you ever thought about what you'd want to do with your signing bonus?
You know, I've had numerous thoughts about that. And, you know, one of my main reasons for playing in the NFL, just one of them, is to set my family up in the future. You know, I don't have a wife or any kids right now, but you know, financially, I know not a lot of people get the opportunity to make $1 million or a couple $1 million, you know. And for me to be able to place myself in that position to possibly get that high amount of money in one check, like you said, you know, that just puts another chip on my shoulder to go even harder every day.
Do you have any career aspirations once your football career is over?
I would like to be a strength and conditioning coach or go into real estate, something in that aspect.
Both good answers. And for our last question, Travis, for any rising high school football player, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
Keep your head down and work hard. Don't listen to the analysts and everybody else that's telling you you're good. You know, you're not good until you're done with your career. And you want to, obviously, if you're doing high school football and you want to make it to the next level, talent won't just get you there. You have to work hard, and that's what will separate you from everyone else.
That was Trevis Gibson. We're wishing you best of luck in the Senior Bowl, Combine, and entire pre-draft process. We can't wait to see your name called in April.
Man, thank y'all so much, man.